Vox senior editor fantasizes about Justice Alito's death with pre-written obituary. By Paul Bois on August 3, 2022. Vox senior editor Ian Millhiser openly fantasized about the death of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito by penning a pre-written obituary for him. In a now-deleted tweet on Tuesday morning, Millhiser said that he had updated some of his pre-written obituaries to start off the slow month of August and shared his thoughts on the future death of Justice Samuel Alito. Justice Samuel Alito, who died on 4X, was not devoid of any positive traits. He was a skilled attorney and a highly effective advocate for conservative causes, noted Millhiser in his fake obituary. Had he spent his career as a litigator, he would almost certainly be remembered as one of the Republican Party's leading Supreme Court practitioners, he continued. Millhiser concluded his obituary by describing Alito as a radical, partisan judge who took his cues from the Republican Party. The problem is that Justice Alito was, indeed, one of the Republican Party's leading Supreme Court advocates, but he embraced this role while he was a sitting justice, concluded Millhiser. Millhiser's fantasy about Alito's death comes after an attempted assassination on Justice Brett Kavanaugh's life by 26-year-old Nicholas John Rosk, who explicitly said he wanted to alter history. "I could get at least one, which would change the votes for decades to come. And I am shooting for three. All of the major decisions for the past 10 years have been along party lines, so if there are more liberal than conservative judges, they will have the power," Rosk said on a Reddit forum. Millhiser's obituary also comes as pro-life centers across the country have endured a summer of violence and vandalism in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. As Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow chronicled in his series, Summer of Rage, one of the groups behind the violence, Ruth Sent Us, publicly shared the addresses of the conservative Supreme Court justices online. Ruth Sent Us garnered national attention after publishing the supposed location of the homes via Google Map, of the six centrist and originalist Supreme Court justices to their website, noted Marlow. This led to illegal protests targeting justices at their homes. In June, a man was arrested outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home and charged with attempted murder. Despite their role in the unprecedented protests in Supreme Court justices' neighborhoods, Ruth Sent Us downplayed the arrest, saying it wasn't a serious assassination attempt, Marlow continued. The group's antics have, however, attracted the attention of TikTok, which briefly banned the group in May, but has since reinstated it, and Twitter, where the group's account is currently suspended, presumably due to the threats and harassment. Paul Bois began working as a writer in 2013 at the website Truth Revolt. He has since written thousands of news articles on a variety of topics, from current events to pop cultural trends. In 2017, he joined the Daily Wire and continued working there until the summer of 2021 when he joined Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at PaulBoy39.